Welcome to Train to Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
I'm Mark Sylvester, a Train to Game student doing the QA and level design course, which I started back in October of last year.
How are you doing, Mark?
I'm fine, thank you. Yes.
Excellent. So tell me a bit about what you've been up to.
Recently, I've been doing some QA testing for Ice Monty on a little game that they're developing at the moment. I passed the first section of the course at the beginning of August, noticed a post from John Esselman of Ice Monty that they were looking for QA testers, contacted him, and it went on from there.
How have you been finding working with the guys?
It's been very enjoyable. I'm enjoying doing the testing work. I try and put a couple of hours in each day, send off a report. We've got a control spreadsheet going, and we sort of bounce bugs and solutions back and forth with each other on that.
Very nice. How did you come to be a tester then, or want to be a tester?
I've been playing computer games for many, many years. I recall playing things like Star Trek and a flight path simulator back on the old green screen IBM machines back at school. Moved on to consoles and Spectrums, and even had a NASCOM 2 computer at one stage and programmed a Space Invaders game on that in old Z80 hex code. I've been playing games and role-playing games for a long, long time. Unfortunately, I was made redundant from my place of work last year, saw the Train to Game advert, had a chat with the representative, and opted for the QA and level design course, as part of my previous job had been application development, testing, system support for that application. So my experiences in my workplace gave me some good QA skills already to go into the QA course.
Very nice. So you were happy about the course you chose and the way you've taken?
Yes, it's going along quite nicely. The bug hunting assignment at the end of the section one was quite interesting to do. So yeah, I'm very happy with the course at the moment.
Perfect. So with Icy Monty, is it a paid position you've got?
At the moment, it's a voluntary part-time work. Hopefully in the future there may be some freelance work put out my way, which they'll give me some payment for. I'll then have to investigate setting up my own company or finding out how to declare it properly, or else the tax man will get upset with me. So I've got to investigate that when that bridge comes along. But John seems quite happy with what I'm doing, so I'm hoping something firm will come along from that.
Yeah, you never want to upset the tax man.
No, definitely not a good thing to do.
So what are your plans for the future?
Plans for the future is to carry on progressing through the course, get myself more involved with other bits of QA testing.
So it sounds like you're having a good time then.
It's moving on quite nicely, yes. I'm trying to get the next TMA in, but there's some exercises to be done and the online link isn't there today, so I've mailed the tutor team and hoping to get a reply soon.
So with you being made redundant, what's your main source of income at the minute?
I'm on Job Seekers at the moment. Occasionally I get some odd part-time work doing some IT support work. Yesterday I was actually putting some servers in and out for a retail company, but it's been very haphazard, the IT support work. That was the first day's work since the start of April. So basically I've got plenty of time to do the studying and move on with things.
Perfect. It looks like the Train to Game course came at the just about the right time for you then, really.
Well, I noticed it whilst I was looking around for jobs and thought, I've always said my ideal job would be testing games, playing games, and it's almost sort of a bit of a dream come true.
Perfect. Well, I think that's all we've got time for today, Mark, so thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that, Mark. Cheerio for now.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.